A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to all the people, saying, "A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen. This is exactly what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let us not again hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, lest we die.' And the Lord said to me, 'This was well said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their kin, and will put my words into his mouth. He shall tell them all that I command him. Whoever will not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, will make him answer for it. But if a prophet presumes to speak in my name, an oracle that I have not commanded him to speak, or speaks in the name of other gods, he shall die.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of anxieties. An unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But a married man is anxious about the things of the world, how he may please his wife, and he is divided. An unmarried woman or a virgin is anxious about the things of the Lord, so that she may be holy in both body and spirit. A married woman, on the other hand, is anxious about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. I am telling you this for your own benefit, not to impose a restraint upon you, but for the sake of propriety and adherence to the Lord without distraction. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. The Lord said to Moses, "I will put my words into his mouth." Truth. There are so many different ways now that we receive information. And in doing so, we try to find out what is truth and what is false. What is someone telling what is true or what maybe perhaps is a lie? But we also start seeing as well, too, where some people are trying to curtail what is out there. I'm going to use one example. I'm not making any political statement on this. But President Trump, when he was taken off from Twitter, he could no longer use that platform to convey. But probably what is most disturbing is that the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, in a communique to his employees said, "This is only the beginning. We plan to curtail many more." So they're trying to tell us what they think is truth and what you will hear and what you're not going to hear. And so we try to decipher what is truth in all of this. What are we trying to hear? Because it is very important not to be lied to, but rather be told the truth. And we hear that in our first reading today, as what God had told Moses, the number of false prophets that were arising, saying they were speaking on behalf of God. We turn to the book of Deuteronomy for our first reading today, the fifth and the last book of what is known as the Pentateuch in the Old Testament, the first five books. We don't know who the authors are, but it's all attributed to Moses, because he concludes Deuteronomy. God chose Moses to be a prophet, and a good prophet, and a great prophet. He was called, as you remember, in a burning bush in which he was tending his father-in-law's sheep. And it was in that burning bush that God revealed who he was. He said, "I am who am." We also know, too, that Moses had the opportunity to encounter God on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments. We also know, too, that God was displeased with Moses. We're at Meribah, where the people were crying out for water. So the Lord said, "I will show to them my power." So he said, "Take your walking stick and tap the rock once. But Moses was doubtful, and he tapped it twice. And because of that, he could not enter in the promised land. You might say that's a terrible punishment for just tapping the rock twice rather than once. But that was the price that he had to pay. And so the book of Deuteronomy, I like to see it as the last address that Moses makes. He takes them right up to the promised land, and now it would be Joshua who would lead them into the promised land. But in this passage in which God said that Moses was truly a great prophet, he said what was disturbing was that there were other people speaking on behalf of God, words that were not theirs. As God said, "I will choose the ones who will speak. I will put my words into their mouths." Words sometimes of great joy and consolation, other times of chastisement. But nonetheless, the truth that people need to hear if they wanted to follow him and enter the promised land. And so God said, anybody who speaks falsely shall be punished, because they are not speaking the truth, but rather speaking lies and saying it is God's word. If God were to choose to speak through the mediums today, a question might be asked, would he be banned? We have to seek to know the truth, and we hope that our one way that we gain the truth is through the church. God said there is not going to be any further great revelations until Christ will come again. And so he conveys his truth through the church today, and we need to listen carefully. Sometimes we want to hear what we want to hear, and that's not right, because it is truth that we desire, not falsehood. And so we renew our efforts once again to listen to God's voice, the voice of truth, the one who tells us the truth. If our minds were much greater, we could comprehend more, but it takes a lifetime. And will take the history of mankind before we will know the truth in its entirety. So we listen to God's voice. And I ask the question again. If God would use the modern media today, would he be silenced? I hope that we would say he speaks loud and clearly today through the church. And it is his voice that we listen, the truth that we desire. And if we live the proper life, it will truly lead us to our Lord and God.